Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime.
We're back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about Joyce Weiss being our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is a barrel of fun, a ball of energy. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. She speaks to people about the importance of realizing that we're not going to get out of this thing alive, that we're not going to make it out alive, so why not have as much fun as we can while we're here, right, Joyce?
You got that right, Jim.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Joyce, one of the things that, as you know, the last 3 years have been pretty challenging for everybody, really, but especially for small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a little bit harder right now to have a little fun and to laugh as much as we'd like, but we still need to learn how to do that, don't we?
Oh, it's so important, especially for small business owners, Jim, because the employees, besides the owner, they have no time for themselves anymore. And they just have to figure out, how can I balance my life and my work? And it just doesn't work out really smoothly very much. So when this topic is so important, because there's so many things that leaders can do, and number one, realizing that this is an issue. Time for renewal is going to make your employees want to come to work. And if they don't have time to renew and to have, you know, time to do whatever they need to do, they're going to be very stressed out and not productive.
How do we make it fun to be at work?
Oh, there's actually something in April called Fun at Work Day. Mm-hmm. And these are some of the ideas that I'm going to say maybe, you know, your listeners have heard. My question is, why are you doing it? And some of them hopefully will be new. Whether it's dress down days, or whether it's everyone wear red day, or food always works. You know, bring in everybody.
That always makes me happy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a dessert day. Everyone bring in their favorite dessert. Baby picture contest. Most important thing for having fun is think of a way of celebrating no matter what. The birthdays. Yes, the anniversaries. How about celebrating when an employee turned a negative customer around?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've got a new employee, a We Believe in You party. Or have the employees vote for the employee of the month and everyone goes out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on. All of these things I'm saying are things that I've coached with other in corporate America. And mm-hmm. they work and they boost morale.
What do you say to the guy who says, it's usually going to be a guy, I'm afraid it's probably going to be a guy who says this.
Okay.
What do you say to the guy who says, well, that's unproductive time. We're wasting time doing all that celebrating and all that, you know, all those birthdays. You know, birthdays take a half a day out of our week, et cetera, et cetera. What do you say to people like who
do that? I love that question because I get it all the time from men and women, by the way. And my response is, I always ask the question, well, tell me about your turnover. Tell me about morale.
Right.
And they go on. They say, oh, my God, we just can't keep people. Or, oh, morale is down. I said, hello, can we talk now? And then mm-hmm. I explain, obviously not sarcastic, you know, to prove why it does. And actually, Jim, my new motto is joy shows leaders ways, easy ways to boost morale and the bottom line. They go
right.
together.
Right.
They absolutely go together.
Well, and some people, though, are joy challenged. Joyce. Some people are happiness challenged.
Joy challenged.
Yeah. So what do we do with people? Like, how do we give them an infusion or a transfusion, I should say, of happiness? How do we do that?
First of all, I let people like know that are joy challenged, that joy is not trivial. And maybe I'll change the word from joy to, you know, happiness.
Because guys are going to have a little bit of a problem with the word joy, aren't they? That's going to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Joy, happiness. I just say, how about just enriching your lives? How about just saying, okay, are you or your employees, are they enriched as they can be? Are they fulfilled? And I let them know that joy, humor, it's a survival skill. See, you said it at the beginning. None of us get out of this alive.
Yeah.
So I encourage them to keep a humor journal. All these ideas, again, are things that work, Jim. And they look, what's a humor journal? I really encourage them every day to put something funny that either happened with a client, a customer, something in travel. And they're going to see that a lot of funny things do happen to them, but they're saying, oh, nothing ever, you know, funny ever happens to me. And all these ideas, by the way, all come from my book, which you talked about in the beginning, Take the Ride of Your Life. Every single thing here that we're talking about today shows people easy ways to add fun and balance to their life.
The people that would argue with me about this, I would just say, look, keeping your employees happy and motivated is good business, because as small business owners, Joyce, we can't outbid a larger company who wants one of our key employees. We can't outbid them in terms of compensation. All we can do is make it where the employees would really miss being at work at our place.
Yes.
If we can't hold them with their happiness and being working for us, if we can't hold them from the standpoint of missing the environment, missing the camaraderie and the fellowship and the accomplishment that they're having, if we can't motivate them and help them to be happy with us, regardless of the compensation, then we couldn't hold them there if we had all the money in the world.
And let me tell you,
pardon me, George, but that's becoming more true every year.
Oh, absolutely. I could not agree with you more. We want to make sure that people that are listening to us today, Jim, understand that. We need to make the environment so people want to come to work. And besides the humor and make it a fun place to work, and fun is not a trivial word, how about starting to listen to the employees? Employees save the leaders money. For example, Ed actually came up, this one of my clients, came up with an idea, told his boss, how about if we take off the company logo from our trash bags? The customers throw them away anyway, and Ed saved the company $30,000.
Wow.
So when we're talking about morale and boosting the bottom line, this is also something huge. And you are, again, so right. People leave companies when they're not listened to and when the environment is horrible.
That's right.
How do you keep your loyal clients? Listen to them, too.
Well, Kate, stand by, Joyce. Folks, we're visiting with our good friend Joyce Weiss, the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. When we come back, we're going to talk, if you should happen to be happiness challenged, we're going to tell you how some things that you can do to fix that, how you can get a little bit of help and benefit from some of the things that Joyce is talking about. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, is the corporate energizer. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, and she's just a bundle of energy and a lot of fun, and she'd have to be to do what she does. She speaks to people all over the country, halfway around the world, and about the importance of motivating employees, of keeping people excited and trying to learn how to and learning how to have fun. And it's not always easy. You know, we know that sometimes. But before we get back into that, I want Joyce to give us her website, please. Joyce, go ahead.
Great. It's www.joyceweiss.com. JoyceWeiss.com.
Joyce Weiss. Now, you've got a free newsletter, don't you?
Yes. It's a new one, and people are going nuts with it because it's giving Bold Solutions, and it's actually called Bold Solutions Newsletter. So when you go to JoyceWeiss.com, you go to the free stuff link, and there's all kinds of either articles on these topics or the newsletters, and there's actually something. And this is for the person who is joy challenged. I have something called TipsToBeHappy.com, and it's on the website too.
Right.
You get once a week. You get a very short, you don't have to, it's now attachments, a short quote from me that you can share with your employees or yourself on how to improve morale.
Well, I'm going to have to sign up for that because,
I
can use that. You know, folks, and Joyce, I actually, in my career, I've actually met people who wanted to do something. They knew that it was important to do it, but for some reason, their personality makeup just prevented them. For example, I used to train people in sales, and one of the big things that I talk about is teaching people how to say thank you for your business. Literally, mm-hmm. those words, thank you for your business. And I actually met people who told me, I can't say that.
Sure.
And I don't know why, but for some reason, they just couldn't bring themselves to say that. And so I can imagine that there are some managers out there who are saying, you know what, I can't just say, let's have fun. I can't have fun. I don't know how to do that. And so what I'm recommending, I don't know what you think, Joyce, at least until they plug into your newsletter and learn how to do this, I'm thinking, what about calling another person in, somebody who's, you know, wild and crazy like you, Joyce, and they say, look, I know fun is important. I know we need to motivate our employees. That's not what I do well. Will you help me with this? But you can't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell anybody. We can never talk about this, but I want you to be in charge of fun. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I mean, role models for any of us. You want to lose weight? You know, call somebody who's got great eating habits and thin and figure, how do you do it?
Yeah.
You want to be a good leader and you're not a leader? You call up somebody that you really respect. The same thing. You want to improve morale? You call in somebody who does have that, not a clown attitude, but
mm-hmm.
who has that natural way of making people at ease. And Jim, there are so many leaders that don't get it, and I'm not saying it is a negative. It's just that's their personality. They haven't had training, and that's why I become a coach. Over the last 20 years, I help people, I help leaders, so they don't make the same mistakes that failed businesses have made. And one of the biggest mistakes is that they don't know how to share themselves as a leader. I don't mean all the negative things that happen to them, but just the great ideas, because they don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to laugh. And believe it or not, this is called a skill for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Some it's natural, some you got to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and see, to me, somebody who's not good at being effusive, somebody who's not good at, you know, at really being boisterous and that sort of thing, they can actually become part of the fun through dry humor, can't
yes.
they? I mean,
yes.
you know what I would, you know, if I were trying to maintain my image in front of my employees and they were having a birthday party, I would walk in and I'd take a big slab of cake and I'd say, well, I don't like this stuff. I'm just eating it so that you'll think I'm a cool guy, and then I'd walk out. Everybody would laugh.
Yes.
You know, you can have fun. You don't have to tell a joke. You can use dry humor, can't you?
Oh, jokes. Actually, I'd rather not tell jokes because you're going to end up insulting someone. It's just a smile. It's just wearing a hat on hat day. It's even purchasing. Take the ride of your life for every single employee as a gesture to say, hey, I'm a human being and I really care about you. And maybe they can't say that, but it's the gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, bring in some dessert. It's the gesture that, hey, I'm trying here, folks.
By the way, I like German chocolate cakes. If anybody's wanting to bring dessert into my office, German chocolate cakes are good.
Matter of fact, I got to ask if any of your listeners email me their favorite job and what the leader did to make this job so good, I will send them some free articles on this topic.
All right.
It's joyce@joyceweiss.com.
Okay, and of course, if they go to joyceweiss.com, they can find a link to your email there too, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like every
now,
sheet, every
if
page.
If someone wanted to use your services, would they contact you there, and or would you want to give us a phone number?
Oh, sure. Either way, either the website, of course, or my 800 number. And once I give it to you, can you also, if people call your studio, can you give
yep.
it to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
It's 800-713-1926.
Joyce, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks for helping us have some fun, and we'll
thank
do it again real soon.
Oh, please. I
Joyce
really enjoyed it.
Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, take the ride of your life. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, right back with SBA Administrator Hector Barreto. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.